young Showtime.
You've got to come back to Star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got
to
small.
The real.
What kind of a big deal?
Oh,
look at the painting, King.
With great
I'm painting we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr.
Echoes Tips. Of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life. Love.
Ever dance with the devil?
Eyes away.
Lights.
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the hard-hitting, rebellious and wild Guns N' Roses. Formed in Los Angeles in 1985 when the LA Guns needed a new vocalist, Guns N' Roses rose to fame in just a number of years after their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, finally got a foothold. From there, their iconic albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2, launched them into the stratosphere, making them one of the biggest bands in the world. Now, I have my own memories of Guns N' Roses way back in 1993, when they toured Australia and were playing at Calder Park Raceway in Melbourne. Now, getting there was an adventure in itself, driving my first car, which was a 4-speed Holden Gemini, which had a proclivity to overheat. So the trip down was with the windows right down and the heater flat out to cool the engine. Anyway, we got there okay, parked the car in the middle of a big field and began the long trek just to get in the venue. Once in, the weather was pushing 40 degrees with seemingly no shelter, along with lines to just get a drink over an hour long. Following this, the weather turned and it started to blow a gale, causing a dust storm, making it difficult to see anything at all. And then it started to rain, and the temperature basically dropped 30 degrees. Now, this change in the weather must have driven a few people crazy, because after the rain, they were making mudslides down the Calder Park embankment, some naked. In between all this, the band actually eventually got out and put on a great show. Now, thinking that all the dramas were now behind us, we left and we couldn't find the car for over an hour. Anyway, when we finally found the car, belatedly we jumped in, started it, and moved 5 metres, and then not a centimetre further for another hour. And if they didn't end up opening a back gate, we could have been stuck there most of the morning. As it was, we eventually got home at about 4 a.m. in the morning, and then got up at 5 a.m. to then go to work the next day. Today's mnemonic is on the Guns N' Roses classic lineup band members. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Guns N' Roses is an American rock band from Los Angeles, California, formed in March 1985 when local bands Hollywood Rose and LA Guns merged. When they signed to Geffen Records in 1986, the band's classic lineup consisted of vocalist Axl Rose, lead guitarist Slash, rhythm guitarist Izzy Stradlin, bassist Duff McKagan, and drummer Stephen Adler. The current lineup consists of Rose, Slash, McKagan, guitarist Richard Fortus, drummer Frank Ferrer, and keyboardist Dizzy Reed and Melissa Reese. Guns N' Roses heavily toured the West Coast club circuit their first years before embarking on the Appetite for Destruction tour. Their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, failed to gain traction, debuting at 182 on the Billboard 200, until a year after its release when a grassroots campaign for the Welcome to the Jungle music video brought the band mainstream popularity. Welcome to the Jungle and Paradise City both became top 10 singles, with Sweet Child of Mine becoming the band's only single to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. The album has sold approximately 30 million copies worldwide, including 18 million units in the United States, making it the country's best-selling debut album and 11th best-selling album. With a stylistic mix of punk rock, blues rock, and heavy metal, the band helped move mainstream rock away from the glam metal era of the mid-late 80s. In addition, they are credited with revitalizing power ballads in rock. The next studio album, GNR Lies, combined an early EP with new acoustic songs and reached number 2 on the Billboard 200, sold 10 million copies worldwide, and included the top 5 hit Patience and the controversial One in a Million. Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2, recorded and released simultaneously in 1991, debuted at number 2 and number 1 on the Billboard 200 respectively and have sold a combined 35 million copies worldwide. The Illusion albums included the lead single You Could Be Mine, covers of Live and Let Die and Knocking on Heaven's Door, and a trilogy of ballads Don't Cry, November Rain and Estranged, which featured notably high-budget music videos. The records were supported by the Use Your Illusion Tour, a world tour that lasted from 1991 to 1993. Their upcoming 6th studio album, Chinese Democracy, was promoted with the expansive Chinese Democracy Tour from 2001 to 2011. With Rose failing to deliver the album on schedule, Geffen released Greatest Hits, which became the 8th longest charting album in the Billboard 200 era, reaching 631 weeks by July 2023. The long-awaited Chinese Democracy was released in November 2008, featuring the title track as lead single. At an estimated $14 million in production costs, it is the most expensive rock album in history. It debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 with a generally positive critical reception. Slash and McKagan rejoined the band in 2016 for the quasi-reunion Not In This Lifetime tour, which became one of the highest-grossing counter tours of all time, grossing over $584 million by its conclusion in 2019. In their early years, the band's hedonism and rebelliousness drew comparisons to the early Rolling Stones and earned them the nickname the most dangerous band in the world. Significant controversy followed the band due to late show starts, the riots, notably the 1991 Riverport riot, lyrics perceived as problematic, Rose's outspoken persona, several other members' drug and alcohol abuse issues, lawsuits, and public feuds with other artists. Several members of the band are considered the best in their fields, with Rose considered one of the best vocalists, Slash as one of the best guitarists, and McKagan as one of the best bassists by various publications. Guns N' Roses were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. They have sold more than 100 million records worldwide, including 45 million in the United States, making them one of the best-selling acts in history. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Guns N' Roses classic lineup members is acid. Now it's spelled a little bit differently here. It's spelled A-S-S-I-D. And we take all of those letters. And for this one, we picture Guns N' Roses performing on a giant polished concrete stage in the rain and slipping over continually. So they spray the stage with acid between songs to improve the grip. So we'll get into it. For the acid, we take the A for Axl Rose, the first S, Slash, and the second S, Steven Adler. The I, Izzy Stradlin, and the D, Duff McKagan. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Guns N' Roses classic lineup members. And the mnemonic is acid. For the acid, we take the A for Axl Rose, the first S, Slash, and the second S, Steven Adler. The I, Izzy Stradlin, and the D, Duff McKagan. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number 1. The band's name, Guns N' Roses, was formed by the names of 2 separate bands. Axl Rose's band, Hollywood Rose, and Tracy's band, the LA Guns. Hence the name, Guns N' Roses. And fact number 2. Guns N' Roses' genesis came after the success of their first album, Appetite for Destruction, which was released in 1987. The success of this album did not come easy, with early sales extremely slow. MTV refused to play the videos and radio stations refused airtime. This changed when David Geffen called in a favour to MTV and asked them to play Welcome to the Jungle. They eventually did in the worst possible time slot of 4 a.m. in the morning on a weeknight, and the result was a switchboard that caught on fire due to the number of calls. Appetite for Destruction went on to being the best-selling debut album of all time. And fact number three. With the success of their first album came an appetite to eventually make the most expensive album, their fifth. The album Chinese Democracy took a decade to produce and cost around $14 million. And fact four. In 1991, the band did the impossible and released two albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2, at the same time. Amazingly, both albums debuted at number 2 and 1, respectively, on the Billboard charts and established Guns N' Roses as one of the biggest rock bands in the world. And the last fact, fact number 5, tragedy struck the band in Donington at the Monsters of Rock Festival in 1988. While the band was playing, a record crowd of 107,000 surged forward in wet, boggy conditions and caused a crush. Rose implored fans to back off, but unfortunately two fans were trampled or crushed to death. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Axl Rose and Stephanie Seymour once dated and reportedly engaged before they broke up. Name one of the two Guns N' Roses music videos that Stephanie Seymour appeared in. And question number two. How many Grammy Awards have Guns N' Roses won? And question three. What was the name of the Guns N' Roses album that was composed of all covers? And your options are Meatball Madness, The Spaghetti Incident, or The Lasagna Affair. And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, what sort of hat does Slash wear? And our last bonus question, was the lead singer Axl Rose once a choir boy? Is that true or false? It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Guns N' Roses classic lineup members is acid. For the acid, we take the A for Axl Rose, the first S, Slash, and the second S, Steven Adler. The I, Izzy Stradlin, and the D, Duff McKagan. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, Axl Rose and Stephanie Seymour once dated and were reportedly engaged before they broke up. Name one of the two Guns N' Roses music videos that Stephanie Seymour appeared in. And the two Guns N' Roses music videos that Stephanie Seymour appeared in were November Rain and Don't Cry. And question two. How many Grammy Awards have Guns N' Roses won? And the number of Grammy Awards that Guns N' Roses have won is zero. And question three. What was the name of the Guns N' Roses album that was composed of all covers? And your options were Meatball Madness, The Spaghetti Incident, or The Lasagna Affair. And the name of the Guns N' Roses album that was composed of all covers was The Spaghetti Incident. And our first bonus question, what sort of hat does Slash wear? And the type of hat that Slash wears is his iconic top hat. And our last bonus question, was the lead singer Axl Rose once a choir boy? Was that true or false? And Axl Rose actually was a choir boy, so that's true. He actually came from a very religious family and also taught Sunday school. And apparently, he was also a bit of an entrepreneur when younger and opened up a colonic spa called Buns and Hoses. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is crepuscular. And that is spelt C-R-E-P-U-S-C-U-L-A-R. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is of, relating to, or resembling twilight, dim, indistinct. And our simple example today is the crepuscular atmosphere and the last support act playing indicated that the main act was not far away. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And if you want to take the mnemonic challenge, go to the website, scroll down a little, and you'll find several buttons called the Mnemonic Tree Challenge. They contain all the mnemonics to test your recall. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.